I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests today are Aaron Surma, Executive Director for NAMI and NAMI Juno and Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
And Iola Young, Director of 100 Women Who Care. Hello, Iola.
Hello. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you both for being here today. Let's dive right in. NAMI Juno recently received a $29,000 donation from 100 Women Who Care Juno. Iola, what is 100 Women Who Care?
We are actually 100 plus women who care, because now we have 271 members, and we are a giving circle. What that means is that our members meet four times a year, and we've been doing it by Zoom. At those meetings, we hear from three different nonprofits pitching a project that they would like to do. And then the group votes, and the majority winner receives the award for that quarter. And we all write our check for $100 and put them in together into a nice big fat stack, and have the joy of delivering them to a local nonprofit. We started just a little over a year ago. We've only met five times in total, and we have already raised and given to nonprofits in the community $112,000.
Oh, wow. Was this something that was begun as a response to COVID-19?
No, we actually started before COVID. We had our first meeting in person and in January of 2020, and then had to pivot very quickly and figure out how to do it online.
In-person meetings. I can hardly remember the last time I had one. Well, what was important to 100 plus women who care about putting this contribution towards NAMI and Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition? What was it about their pitch that got your votes?
Well, with all of our nonprofits, we want to know that the money is going to be used locally. And that's one of the requirements. I think knowing the project that they pitched and knowing where the money was going to go and how it was going to be used, and then the members voted on it, and it was a close vote, but NAMI really had our hearts there. And so I'll let Aaron talk about where they're going to use the money that we gathered for them.
Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, so we have three things that we're going to use the funding for. I think the one that's probably the most exciting to talk about, the one that I'm currently in the middle of planning for, and the one that I'm the most excited for, is helping people get certified as peer support specialists working in mental health settings. So somebody with a peer support specialist, like the name implies, it's somebody who's in recovery from substance use or mental illness, who works in a professional mental health setting, gets paid for their job, and does a variety of things. Lead quit smoking groups, or lead groups about mental illness. Go with people to their doctor's appointment if they haven't been to the doctor in 10 years, which is pretty common with people with serious mental illness. And just a whole host of other tasks that kind of make them the connective tissue of mental health services at community mental health providers. And our state recently made a formal certification process for that. So we are partnering with CERC to get folks in Juno certified to be peer support specialists. We think that'll make a world of difference for the services provided in Juno. And I think it's awesome that this is a job where, instead of being ashamed that you have a mental illness, it's a requirement and something to be proud of that you are in recovery from mental illness or in recovery from substance use. And I think that that makes a world of difference for the person working the job as well as the individuals that they work with.
Yeah, that sounds like a really supportive circle. It'll, help sort of cement the person's recovery process and help by helping them help others. I like that. Aaron, how did you feel when you heard about this contribution? You heard you were receiving the $29,000.
I mean, it's so goofy, and Iola and Marla came barging in and are yelling and holding signs, and It was very exciting.
Really? that sounds like quite a, like there was a lot of fanfare.
There was some fun fanfare. And we always keep a wish list of, wouldn't it be cool projects? You know, like, if only we had funding, or if only we had time, we would love to do this thing. And it's a pretty long list. And it was great to be able to receive enough funding to do one of our most ambitious ones, which is to put together this education program to get people certified as peer support specialists. So it just feels like a dream come true.
Now, is this program... Oh, go ahead, Ayala.
That's really one of the many beautiful points about 100 plus women who care, is that knowing that so many of the nonprofits in the community are driven by grants and limited by those grants. And so for them to get a significant amount of money without any strings attached other than to spend it locally is amazing. One of the recipients earlier in the year was the Association for the Education of Young Children. And they were thrilled. It meant that they could stock their closet with diapers and supplies and things like that that grants don't cover, but families need.
So what is next for 100 plus women who care?
Our next round of giving will take place on April 15th. We would love to welcome new members to participate. The deadline for joining and being able to fully participate in that meeting is the 11th of April. And people can find out more about the organization, some of the details, and also find the commitment form to join at 100wwcjnu.org. And we have a Facebook page too as well.
Excellent. Ayala, thank you so much. And Aaron, what's next for NAMI and Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. We always have our support groups going, educational programs. So if you're a person with mental illness or a family member of a person with mental illness, we have support groups available for you. We're going to have a walk coming up with Zetcord Youth Center that we're going to start promoting pretty soon. We have a viewing of the documentary Cured, free viewing, virtual viewing starts this Friday, and you can watch that documentary for free for a week. And then there's a Q&A with like four people involved in the film next Friday. And Cured is all about the efforts to remove being a member of the LGBTQ community from the list of mental illnesses. And it was a large advocacy effort that took place in the 60s and 70s and ultimately paid off, and being gay was no longer considered a mental illness, which was a huge step towards helping people live healthier, more just lives. We have drive-in bingo also coming up in a few weeks. Mental health drive-in bingo at Zetcord Youth Center, storytelling project around mental illness, all kinds of good stuff.
What's on the bingo card?
Well, turns out if there's a bunch of people playing bingo, you need to come up with a lot of phrases. So a lot of keep doing your thing type phrases. You matter. All the stuff that Melissa McCormick puts on her signs, plus 110 more. It was a lot of brainstorming. And we also wanted to like just include mental health resources around town on those bingo cards as well, so people know what is available to them.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Aaron. I always love to hear about what activities you guys have going on. It's you guys do a lot, and some of it's really fun and creative stuff. And Ayala, I really enjoyed hearing about 100 women, 100 plus women who care in Juneau and all the great work they're doing too. So thank you both so much for being with me today. That was delightful.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.